Welcome in Before We Go, our last look, unfortunately, at the Tennessee Titans game. The Jaguars got a big win last week. Before we move forward, the Indianapolis Colts, JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's start off with the head coach, the interim head coach, Doug Marrone. How much of a difference did he make in the outcome?
Well, I guess he's the greatest coach in NFL history, right, Brian?
Yeah, 1-0 is a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, and, you know, there was clearly a surge and clearly that coming together moment. You have to keep it in perspective because it often happens when there is an interim coach. But a lot of credit where it's due. It seemed like he galvanized things, got them moving in lockstep, if you will. There were certainly some changes in terms of, some details during the week.
Well, he was more demanding.
Yeah, and that's what they needed at that point, clearly.
Gus's philosophy was more Montessori, right, in school terms, mm-hmm. where people kind of worked in their own, and then they all came together on Sunday. This guy's old school football. I saw players running from the players' corral to the door on Tuesday, which was their Monday last week, to get to their meetings on time. And there were a lot of little ways that the average person wouldn't see, but the players felt that things were different. Mm-hmm. And that was important. Football is not a game of comfort. It's a game of human confrontation. And I believe that Doug Marrone was confrontational with them last week.
Blake Bortles responded with a fantastic game, probably the best overall feeling game of his career. Now the question is, can he do it again and become consistent doing it well? He's been consistent the other way.
And that's what we saw in Houston. Career lows in completions, in yards, a 36.6 quarterback efficiency rating. And as I said last week, when he had the ball and needed between 15 and 20 yards to kick a game-winning field goal, couldn't do it, right? Clearly, Marrone had a plan and motivated him and got his best. It was his best game of the season, one of his best games of his career in terms of efficiency, in terms of completion percentage. The thing I liked about him was he threw the ball well.
Yeah.
He threw the ball better than I'd seen him all season long. So somehow, confrontation, they created in him a sense of urgency.
Something. And, you know, again, I wonder how much, or I wonder how coaching does that. And that, I guess, is the big mystery. Is this a one-game surge? Looked very good in the first half, not quite as good in the second. So what you hope is somehow you can channel this into it. I don't know what the magic is. It's hard for me to see, hey, coaching was the reason that Blake Bortles played like this. Coaching was the reason that Allen Robinson caught the ball out of bounds. They made plays, and somehow he did it.
Right. What I'm saying, though, is that when they fire the coach that you like so much, and mm-hmm. he stood there on Wednesday last week and talked about how they had taken advantage of the system and, in a sense, not taken advantage
sure.
of the opportunity they had with Gus, that created the sense of urgency in himself.
Yeah.
Right? Not that Doug Marrone necessarily said anything, but when you raise the temperature
right.
and you create it, you bring people to a point where their best either comes out or it doesn't.
At the same time, you know, a sense of urgency at the same time, he said after the game he felt like he relaxed. So something happened that clicked in him. The question now is, can he take that one game? That's what he's got to look like.
Yeah.
It can't be one thing.
Right.
Or one game.
Yeah, and they got to move it forward this week against the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, this team's 3-12, so a win would make them 4-12. Do back-to-back wins against the division at the end help kind of ease the pain of this season? Or that's about all they have left, right?
I don't know if it eases the pain, but here's something to remember about that Tennessee game. Before we put it away and say, well, it was just one game, it's rare in this league for a team to be out of the playoffs and playing a team that has everything to play for and come out and absolutely win the game.
Meaning,
it wasn't a fluke. That doesn't happen very often. So if you're thinking about the future and if you want something from the season to hang your hat on, I kind of fell victim to it. It was Christmas. You know, you went off and you didn't think about it. And thinking about it yesterday, that doesn't happen very often. Tennessee was good. What? Tennessee beat Kansas City the week before.
Yeah, and
so
the week
that's what's going to make the end of the season and the offseason feel better to me is maybe that's what this team can be. Coaching, whatever it was, mm-hmm. what happened Saturday is relatively rare in this league, and it's not insignificant.
Well, and they beat the Titans by taking away what the Titans did best, which is run the football. Mm-hmm. The stuff on Derrick Henry on fourth down showed a lot. I mean, that showed a lot of heart, because that's a big guy, and they needed about this much, right? But let's go back. The surest way to the playoffs is what? Winning the division. They didn't finish well in Houston, but they played pretty well.
Sure.
Right? 1-point loss. Beat the Titans. Go beat the Colts, and at least you can go forward into the offseason saying, yeah, it's a lost year, but we can't be 3-3 in the division right. if you win this week, and that's a lot. This team has only had one winning record in the division ever in their history in the AFC South. Mm-hmm. Once they've been 4-2. 3-3 would be a nice move. Does it make everyone feel better? No. But if you're looking at 2017 objectively,
that's the thing.
Your ability to compete in the division was established at the end of this year. That's the quickest way to the playoffs.
Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts coming up on New Year's Day, and that's it for Before We Go.